Mr. Quaintance himself recognized that there's a perception, a prejudice against what he does in his religious practice that informs all of the thinking that we're dealing with here, and in particular, in this case, the thinking that deals with release. What we have is the pretrial services officer saying, well, he smokes marijuana. That's not entirely true. As I suggested in the questioning of the agent, they don't, the folks that practice this particular religion in the Church of Cognizance don't smoke it. They use it in a tea. And I don't know that that makes a lot of difference in the sense that the same substance is used in both processes. But it is, it's not the image of people sitting around a room passing a pipe around. This is mm-hmm. something that is legitimately done in a religious organization that's existed since 1991 and is a part of a religious movement that's existed for a lot longer than that. Obviously, I've spent a little time reading the Supreme Court's recent decision in the UDV case and its discussion of the application of the sort of conflict in some cases, particularly that one, and I think this one, between the Controlled Substances Act and the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and that clearly is going to be an issue that's going to be addressed in this court, in this case. But in this court, at this moment, it's got to be dealt with in the sense that it's going to keep Mr. Quaintance locked up when he shouldn't be locked up. I want to cite the court to a district court case in Washington State Federal Court, Western District at Seattle, Raynard Earl Valery, and I've got a copy of the case that I'll provide to the court. The gist of it is that a Rastafarian who was on supervised release having served a sentence for illegal possession of a firearm tested positive for the use of marijuana. And in this case, the district court said, under these circumstances in which a person who is a practicing member of a legitimate religion, who as a part of that legitimate religion legitimately consumes marijuana, we're not going to interfere with the practice of his religion. And so this court, the Valerie court, handed down an order that said that, yes, he can smoke marijuana, and it's, you know, there's supervision aspects of that, but the simple fact of the use of the substance was permitted in the context of federal supervision.
What was the burden of proof in that case, and at what point was it presented? The trouble I'm having is I've not heard any evidence about the church that Mr. Quaintance is, I believe, the head of. I haven't heard any evidence about how the use of marijuana, other than what you've said, is used, how often it's used, what the context is. I don't know the historical basis of this church. So when you say legitimate religion, that's the language that I'm troubled with, and I don't know that I can solve that issue today. In the case of Mrs. Quaintance, we're certainly looking into, you know, a possible release. With what I know, conditioned on her not practicing her religion. Well, here we have the head of a church, you know, and to ask him to forego that to secure his freedom sort of flies in the face of the freedom, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. So it seems to me that that issue needs to be decided first before I have any information about whether or not to release him so that he can continue to practice. I would imagine that that's what he would want, to be released and allowed to practice his religion. And that, of course, is what the government's concern is. And they would have a burden, a fairly heavy burden from the Supreme Court case that I've read, to meet. And I just don't know enough. But the case that you've just handed me, what was the burden of proof in this case? And at what stage did the court decide to release?
Actually, the standard is whether or not it's a sincere religious practice. That's an issue that was stipulated in the UDV case, and an issue that whether or not it was just a bald stipulation in the Valerie case was something that the court ultimately found, that the Rastafarian religion was a recognized religion and that Mr. Valerie's participation in it was a sincere religious practice. I recognize what the court's saying, and you're right. And what I'm doing at this time, I've been provided with a bunch of material by people from Mr. Quaintance's church. I'm working through that. And I'm also going to need to do some work on my own to try to present or gather the kind of information I think the court's going to need in order